Okay, the first goal that of this presentation will be to talk about some of the pain generators in the context of the Daubert standard. The question would be, who is determining the pain generators? What is the qualifications of the person that's presenting the subject matter, the medical subject matter expertise? What are the anatomic and physiological facts to keep in mind? What are some things that are considered reliable principles? And how can we reliably look at some of this information from medical expert testimony? So the one thing that I want you to always know is that your physician expert, when you look at their CV, look at their training, look at their experience, look at their relevant subject matter expertise. It doesn't make much sense for a lumbar disc herniation to be evaluated by someone who's board certified in psychiatry or not board certified at all. But of course, if they have if they do have the training, then they have to have the experience and the credentials, and then sometimes a practice, a practice expertise in that area. There are many psychiatrists who are actually pain management experts. They perform epidurals, and so whether they have the training and credentials or not, they do have the practice experience. It's important also that if the physical examination is an important component of this, so you can glean some data by just looking at records, but if you can get a physical examination in there, that's sometimes helpful to the credibility of the documentation and the evidence. And then you want to look a little bit more closely at the documentation. Does the documentation mention not only the findings, but also justifies the rationale for treatment, or even that the treatment was not necessary, whichever side of the coin you're on. So it's the job of your expert that you present, or whether you're a judge or a mediator evaluating, for the expert to be, it's important for the expert to substantiate or refute with a reasonable degree of medical probability. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more later. So let's start with the definition of pain. What is pain? It's important to know that the common definition of pain involves an unpleasant sensory and emotional experience associated with actual or potential tissue damage. So the word potential tissue damage is very important because it's important to know that pain doesn't always involve real tissue damage. It can be just potential tissue damage. But it's also important to know that pain always has an emotional, sensory, and emotional experience associated with it. So to illustrate that point, we're going to talk about a case where the overlying cortex or emotional and sensory experience actually blocked the sensation of pain. This is a famous case in pain management, the case of Bethany Hamilton. She actually has a book, and I understand now a movie. But this is a very famous case in pain management. Bethany Hamilton was a young teenage surfer who had been surfing since the age of five. And one day the unthinkable happened. She was surfing alone and a shark bit off her arm almost to the shoulder. So this is an excerpt from her book, Bethany Hamilton. Suddenly there was a flash of gray. Bethany felt a lot of pressure, a couple of fast tugs. It was all over in a few minutes. That's all it took for the 15-foot tiger shark to bite off her arm nearly to the shoulder. Bethany watched in shock as the water around her turned bright red. Somehow she managed to stay calm. And this is the famous quote in pain management. "It's funny," Bethany says. "You would think that having your arm bitten off by a shark would really hurt, but there was absolutely no pain at the time." Well, I present this to medical students and residents and physicians at the Travis County Medical Society and the TMA to talk about the actual potential or potential tissue damage and the sensory emotional component, but I'll spare you the neurological lecture. Suffice it to say that the finger, the arm, the shoulder all have nerve endings, that if a shark were to bite you, that it would potentially hurt, but Bethany had no pain at all. How could that be? And so that's because at some point, Bethany's emotional experience overcame the sensory experience of the pain, and she felt no pain at all. Now, we talk a lot about pain and suffering. Pain is a sensation and a reaction. Suffering is more global. We're going to sort of leave that out of the discussion just for now to simplify things. We also talk a lot about impairment versus disability. Impairment is actually a medical concept where there's a loss of normal structure or function. It's either anatomical, it's the description is either anatomical, physiological, psychological. A disability is more of a governmental or administrative concept where there's a disadvantage, either of fulfillment or function. So again, we're going to simplify things. We're going to talk really, I'm going to approach this from an angle of a physician who treats patients. We're going to really kind of leave the suffering and the impairment disability out of it, but we're going to talk about the documentation requirements, standards for subject matter experts, really for injuries and painful conditions. So in sharp contrast to Bethany's condition, here is a condition called complex regional pain syndrome. Depending on your stage in your career, if you're a student, you may or may not have heard of this. Some of you that are in practice have seen this in your charts. Here is a specific example of a patient who had absolutely no injury and no identifiable cause. That's called idiopathic in the medical community. So if we can't find a cause and can't identify something, things can still happen. Some very bad things can happen. They're called idiopathic or spontaneous. So this particular patient, you can see the left leg is different from the right leg. This particular patient had the spontaneous occurrence of complex regional pain syndrome. So there was a continuous burning, throbbing pain, sensitivity to cold or touch on the left, swelling of the painful area, changes in skin temperature, changes in skin color, texture, changes in hair and nail growth. This is an exquisitely painful condition. When it appears, it can appear for any reason, nerve damage, trauma, infection, cancer, or it can appear for no reason. Earlier I mentioned idiopathic.